for Advent. Seasonal podcast reflections from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.
I'm Jim McManus, and my day job is as Director of Public Health in Hertfordshire, but for the Bishops' Conference, I've been involved in their Health and Social Care Reference Group for over 10 years. I want to reflect during the time of Advent on the example of St. John of the Cross and what he can teach us, particularly for those of us who are experiencing health problems or those of us who work in health or social care, or perhaps are caring for people. St. John of the Cross is important to me because he inspired me as a 16-year-old to follow his example and become a lay Carmelite. And he's someone who stuck through bad times and good to relationship with God, who expressed his life through poetry. And it seems to me he sums up the Advent spirit of waiting on the Lord to do something and waiting on the Lord to come to you, while at the same time playing his part. His approach of this obviously was by what he talked about as contemplative prayer. And I can't begin to explain the depths of that, but what I can say is that an atmosphere of expectancy, an atmosphere of hope, an atmosphere of waiting on the Lord doing, and an atmosphere of being ready to receive God and to turn what God offers us into practice is something that John of the Cross lived. He talked about in some of his letters that if you can pray in a great cathedral as well as you can in somewhere very non-conducive to prayer, so in today's example on a tube train or at a bus stop, then that's great. Enjoy the prayer in the cathedral, but be able to pray anywhere. He also said things like, at the eve of your life you'll be examined in love. And it strikes me at Advent that has a particular poignancy for us for two reasons. The first is that we actually can take from him an example of waiting and being ready and expectant. And we can also take an example from him of being able to reflect in quiet what God's saying to us and then put it into practice in our lives. Why is that important in Advent, and why is it important for people who care? Well, it's for the same reason, because often in the run-up to Christmas, we miss the period of waiting, of hope, of expectation, of listening to the Lord and of taking time. And sometimes we just need to take 5 to 10 minutes just to reflect on what God is saying to us today, just to reflect on what's important and to reconnect. Not even to say anything, but just silently to be in God's presence. And John of the Cross is one of our examples for that. He was someone who loved and was in relationship with God even when there were no words, and even when he felt the Lord was dark to him and a mystery. Why is it important for healthcare workers? Well, again, because sometimes as health and social care workers we rush headlong into the day, doing the million tasks we have to achieve, working for this person or that person. And it's good to reconnect with why we're doing this. Pope Francis, and every pope before him, has said that the work of health and social care is a deep and intimate participation in the mission of Christ, a deep and intimate bringing to bear of Christ's desire that everyone should have fullness of life and should have health and should, even when they cannot be cared for in solidarity and love. And every healthcare worker, every social care worker, every nurse, every home care worker, every care assistant, every doctor, every pharmacist is taking part in that ministry of Christ, which is about healing. And that's an Advent ministry. And it's an Advent ministry because we wait on the Lord bringing us to fullness of life. And we know that that never happens in this life. But we know as part of the Christian promise that we will be brought to a place of fulfillment. We will be brought to our destiny, which is our destiny to live with God. And the work of healthcare, the work of social care, is about caring for people and keeping them in solidarity and dealing with human brokenness, while at the same time pointing them to wholeness. What better thing to do in Advent than care for somebody else.
Thought for Advent. Seasonal podcast reflections from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.